Tony's Blockbusters and Billion Dollar Ballparks, Culture and Sports Roundup. A24's Backrooms has surpassed $200 million globally, becoming the studio's highest-grossing film ever. The movie adapted an internet meme, the concept of infinite featureless office spaces, into a feature-length narrative that resonated with both online communities and general audiences, offering a case study in how digitally native cultural phenomena can translate into mainstream entertainment when developed for traditional media formats. Actor Anthony Starr publicly backed the Backrooms director's call to eliminate artificial intelligence from filmmaking, adding his voice to ongoing Hollywood labor debates. Workers rallied against the proposed Paramount-Warner Bros. Merger in Beverly Hills, with AI displacement concerns listed among the grievances driving entertainment industry activism, alongside broader worries that studio consolidation reduces total employment, even when production volumes hold steady. At the Tony Awards Sunday night, Julia Louis-Dreyfus described her Broadway debut in Other Desert Cities as terrifying, underscoring the distinct demands live theater places on performers accustomed to film and television. John Lithgow told Daniel Radcliffe that HBO's forthcoming Harry Potter series is all going well, in what was characterized as the first official acknowledgement of production progress on one of the most anticipated television adaptations in development. Nelly Korda won the U.S. Women's Open at Riviera with a dramatic final putt, claiming her fourth major title and second of the current season. She held off Charlie Hull and Gabby Lopez by one shot in a championship described as among the most competitive women's majors in recent years, set against a backdrop of record television ratings and corporate sponsorship for the event. Tonight's NBA Finals Game 3 at Madison Square Garden will be accompanied by one of the most elaborate security operations in the venue's history, with hundreds of Secret Service officers and thousands of NYPD personnel deployed ahead of a planned attendance by former President Trump.